Lord, peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
相信我们大家都存着一个快乐的心啊，来教会守安息日。
I believe that we all come to keep the Sabbath with a joyful heart.
愿神将他平安喜乐各样的福气啊，能够赐给我们弟兄姊妹。
May the peace and joy and all sorts of blessings of God be with all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上我们来学习信心、盼望和爱心。
Today, let us learn about faith, hope, and love.
我们一个基督徒信主以后就在追求这个永生得救的道路。
After a Christian believes in the Lord, they are on this journey in the pursuit of eternal life and hope.
有的人说这个信望爱就是我们基督徒最大的美德。
And some people say that faith, hope, and love is the greatest virtue of Christians.
就是我们一生在追求的很重要的目标。
And these are important goals that we pursue after in our lives.
保罗写信给帖撒罗尼迦教会。
Paul wrote a letter to the Thessalonica church.
这个教会只是听到传道人介绍道理三个星期。
And this church had only been introduced to the gospel by the preacher for 3 weeks.
因为受到逼迫所以传道人就被迫离开帖撒罗尼迦。
But because they faced persecution at the time, so the preacher had to leave after 3 weeks.
保罗当时很担心这个教会还不到一个月的时间他们的信仰是不是能够站立得住。
And during that time, Paul was very concerned for the church, whether they're able to continue to stand, even though they have only been established for 3 weeks.
所以保罗就离开了以后就派他的同工到帖撒罗尼迦回去看一看。
So after Paul left Thessalonica, he sent his co-workers to see how they are doing.
后来听到说这个教会大家的信心建立起来。相当好的一个教会。
And when he heard that the faith of this church had been established and that the church was a very good church,
保罗就连续写了两封信一方面鼓励他们，一方面把一些重要的道理再告诉他们。
Paul wrote 2 letters to the church, on one hand to encourage them, and on another hand to teach them some important teachings.
保罗说这个教会在信心上他们下了功夫，所以信心建立起来。
And Paul told them that their church had put forth the work to be established in faith, and that is why they are established.
他们为着爱心也付出很多的劳苦。
And they had also made many sacrifices for love.
因为他们存着盼望，所以忍受一切的艰难。
And because they are able to hold on to hope, they were able to endure all sorts of pain and toil.
所以保罗称赞这个教会是一个相当好的教会。
So Paul commended the church and told them that they were a very good church.
我们今天早上就来学习信心、爱心和盼望。
So today we want to learn about faith, hope, faith, love, and hope.
了解它的意义跟重要性。
So to understand the meaning of these and the importance.
了解到三个之间的关系。
And to also learn about the relationship between these 3 things.
我们知道这个信心是我们蒙恩的基础。
We know that faith is the basis of us receiving grace.
所以圣经里面说，我们来到神的面前我们一定要有信心。
That's why the Bible says when we come before God, we must have faith.
我们才能够得到神的喜悦，才能够真正的蒙福。
Only then can we truly be pleasing to God and truly receive grace.
我们看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书第三章。
Romans chapter 3.
22节。
Chapter, verse 22.
我们看23节。
Let's read verse 23.
罗马书三章二十三节。
Romans chapter 3, verse 23.
说因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。二十四节。
Verse 24.
说如今这蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白称义。25节。25. 神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的心啊，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心啊，宽容人先时所犯的罪。这里讲到说，人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。In
this passage, we see that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
那是神因为爱我们，所以借着独生子耶稣基督啊，替我们牺牲了。But
because God loves us through His Son Jesus, He laid down His life for us.
他在十字架上完成了救赎的工作。And
on the cross, He completed the work of salvation.
那所以人只要借着信，就能够来承受这个救恩。
So we are able to receive the salvation through faith. Because through believing that the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse us, then we can freely receive justification by His grace.
所以说我们今天因为信真道，圣灵帮助我们成圣，我们就能够得救。
So today, because we believe in the truth, the Holy Spirit can sanctify us so that we can be saved.
所以这个福音是从信开始，借着信心来完成。So
this gospel begins with faith, and it is also completed by faith.
所以说，神的义是因为信以至于信。So
we see the righteousness of God, is from faith to faith.
义人就可以因信来得生命。
So that those who are righteous can, through righteousness, receive life.
我们看到古圣徒，因为他们信心，让他们得救，让他们得生命。
I'm sorry, the just through faith shall live. That's why the saints of old, through their belief, they are justified.
挪亚的世代，因为人犯罪，神要借着洪水把他们灭掉了。
During the time of Noah, because people sinned, God wanted to destroy them with a flood.
说挪亚因为信，所以他就存着敬畏的心。
The Bible records that because Noah believed, so he had a heart of fear of God.
照着神的指示造方舟。
And he constructed the ark according to the specifications
of God. 可以让他跟他的一家人能够得救。
So that he and his household were saved.
耶利哥城将要被毁灭掉。
When the city of Jericho was about to be destroyed.
但是拉俄因为他的信。
Because of the faith of Rahab.
他跟探子说，你们的神是上天下地的神。
He told the spies that your God is a God of heaven and earth.
所以神要把迦南地归给你们。 So
God will give you the land of Canaan.
所以我现在恩待你们，你们也要恩待我。So
I'm going to treat you well so that you can treat me well later.
你要救我跟我的全家。You
must save me and my house.
这个探子就跟他讲说，当我们离开以后，你要把那个红色的绳子挂在床上。
So then the spies told her that after we depart, you have to put this scarlet thread on your window.
你们全家都要聚集在那里。
And your entire house should stay there.
因为拉合因着信。
Because Rahab believed.
所以照着探子跟他的指示的方法。
So she did according to what the spies had told her.
所以整个城的人都消灭了，唯有拉合因为信，全家得救。
So even though the entire city was destroyed, only Rahab and her household
survived. 所以这个信心是我们蒙恩的基础。
So faith is the basis of us receiving grace.
所以圣经里面说，信而受洗必然得救。
That's why the Bible says, believe and be baptized, and you shall be saved.
不信的将来就失掉了神来的救恩。
And those who do not believe will not receive the salvation of God.
我们今天信心的内涵在哪里？
So what is the content of our faith?
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13.
以弗所书一章十三节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13。
说你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督，既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。这里讲到说，我们听的，我们所相信的是真理的道，是得救的福音。
Ephesians 1 verse 13 says that what we have heard is the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation.
因为这个真理的道才能够带给我们得救，带给我们永生。
Because only the word of truth can save us, only it can bring us eternal life.
所以这个是我们信心的最重要的内涵。
So this is what we believe in.
他说我有神的道啊，这个称为生命之道，它是永远长存的。
Only the word of God is called the living word, the word of life, and it endures forever.
所以使徒说我们做了神的仆人。
So Paul says we have become the servants of God.
既然做一个忠心的仆人，就要把神的道啊，把它传得全备。
And if we want to be faithful servants of God, we have to preach the gospel completely.
才能够把人完完全全的带到神的面前。
So that we are able to completely bring people before God.
他说我们很强调说啊，我们基本的十大信仰。
And that's why we place an emphasis on our 10 articles of faith.
因为这个都是跟我们得救有直接关系的。
Because these directly relate to our salvation.
是主耶稣跟使徒他们所传的得救的道理。
These are the teachings concerning salvation that Lord Jesus had taught his disciples.
把它归纳起来，就是我们今天要信的内容，就是这个十大基本信仰。
And if we organize these teachings, we see that they are the 10 articles of faith of what we believe.
当然，这个十大信仰里面有五个是重点呐，就是五大教义。
If we look at the 10 articles of faith, there are 5 that we call the 5 essential doctrines.
啊，这个五大教义啊，就是原始的信仰。
And these 5 essential doctrines are the faith that we had in the beginning.
啊，但是在教会的历史当中，后来流失掉了。
But through the history of the church, these doctrines have been lost.
神六主是我们教会早期的工人，又把这个道理重新呢，把它显明出来。
But God had revealed these to the workers of the early church again, so
that we have them. 这个五大信仰啊，这是一般的教会忽略掉，而且是跟得救有直接关系的。
And these 5 essential doctrines are doctrines that the typical church might neglect, but they relate directly to salvation.
这个是失掉的真理。
And these are truths that have been lost.
主耶稣让我们重新明白，让我们重新的遵守。
And Lord Jesus allowed us to learn of them again, so that we may keep them again.
所以说我们要把这些啊道理啊，要牢牢的守住。
So we have to hold on to these teachings firmly.
啊，因为如果越过了这个教训呢，就看不到神了。
Because if we transgress over God, then we cannot see God.
啊，其实这个十大信仰，我们把它归纳有三个重点。
And if we look at the 10 articles of faith, we can organize it as 3 main parts.
第一个就是要悔改，相信耶稣。
The first main point is that we must repent and believe
in
Lord Jesus.
Because
Jesus is the only Savior.
除了他以外，没有第二条得救的道路。
Aside from Jesus, there is no other way to salvation.
哦，我们要信耶稣啊，第一个要先悔改。
And if we want to believe in Jesus, first we must repent.
我们过去的信仰错了，我们的行为偏差了。
If we did...In the past, before we believed, our conduct had...
我们要彻底的认罪悔改，归向真神。
We had gone astray in our conduct, so we have to thoroughly repent and return to the true God.
一个人如果不悔改啊，你虽然形式上接受洗礼，啊，那个洗礼没有功效的。
If a person does not repent, even though you may go through the ceremony of baptism, the baptism itself has no effect.
所以我们看到主耶稣跟使徒啊，他们传道里的开始都讲，神的国近了，你们要悔改，接受福音。
That's why when we look at Lord Jesus and his disciples, when they preach, they always begin their preaching by saying, "The kingdom of God is near. Repent."
所以第一个就是悔改，相信耶稣。
So the first thing we see from our faith is that we must repent and believe in Jesus.
然后接受水跟圣灵的洗。
And then receive the baptism of water and the Spirit.
耶稣说, 人如果没有从水和圣灵重生, 没有办法建成的国。
Lord Jesus says, if a person is not born of water and spirit, they cannot enter the kingdom of God.
保罗说啊, 神救我们的方法, 就是重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
Paul says the way that God saves us is the washing of rebirth and the regeneration of the Spirit.
因为借着洗礼啊, 让我们赦罪, 重新成为神的儿女。
Because through water baptism, our sins are remissed and we become the children of God.
然后圣灵啊, 来印证我们就是神的儿女。
And the Holy Spirit itself is a seal guarantee showing that we are the children of God.
让我们能够得到进神国的凭据, 能够承受将来天国的产业。
So that we have a guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
接下来就是要遵守啊, 主耶稣的教训, 遵守神的诫命。
And then we have to keep the commandments of God.
这个诫命啊, 包括十大诫命。
And the commandments of God include the Ten Commandments.
主耶稣说, 你要得永生, 要守诫命。
Lord Jesus says, if you want eternal life, you have to keep the commandments.
所以到了新约时代, 这个诫命不会掉的。
So by the New Testament, we see that the Ten Commandments were not abolished.
而且说你如果犯一条, 就是犯众条。
But the New Testament says, if you transgress against one, you transgress against all.
我们要把神的诫命啊, 守得完全。
So we have to keep all of the commandments.
再来就是主耶稣跟使徒的教训。
And there are also the commandments of Lord Jesus and the apostles.
主耶稣说你们去传道给万民, 让万民啊, 来做我的门徒。
Lord Jesus told the disciples that they have to go preach the gospel and make disciples of all nations. And to teach them what I have commanded you. And I will be with you until the end.
所以使徒到处传道了啊，就传达主耶稣的教训。
So the apostles preached everywhere they went to preach the commandments of Jesus.
教会成立了以后,
and after the church was established,
所以他们就更新了遵守使徒的教训。
They kept the apostles' doctrines and teachings in one accord.
这是第一个信心。
So we see that this is faith.
那我们谈这个盼望啊,
and then let's talk about hope.
我们看罗马书第八章,
let's turn to Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章二十四节,
Romans chapter 8 verse 24.
八章二十四节,
Romans chapter 8 verse 24.
说我们得救是在乎盼望, 只是所见的盼望不是盼望, 谁还盼望他所见的呢? 25节。 那我们就盼望那所不见的, 就必忍耐等候。 这里讲到说啊, 我们所盼望的就是得救。
Here it says what we hope for is salvation.
盼望啊, 我们能够得到从天上来的福分。
We hope that we can receive the blessings from above.
能够得蒙赦罪, 成为神的儿女。
We hope that our sins can be remissed, that we can become the children of God.
有一天啊, 救主从天降临, 啊, 把我们接回天上去。
And that one day, our Lord will come and receive us into heaven.
啊, 能够跟主同在, 享受永远的福分, 这是我们人最大的盼望。
That we can be with our Lord again and receive eternal blessings. This is the greatest hope.
有了盼望以后啊, 我们人生才有目标, 才有喜乐。
And only when we have hope is there direction and joy in our lives.
说不管在任何环境之下, 神会, 因为我们有了神以后啊, 我们就有喜乐, 有平安, 有盼望。
And because we have God, then we will have joy, we will have peace, we will have hope.
因为神是使人有盼望的神。
Because God is a God who causes men to have hope.
他说就是在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的。
So that even in the midst of tribulations, we will have joy.
因为患难只是暂时的, 叫做助轻助战的劳苦。
Because these tribulations, this toil, is only temporary and
it is
light. But we hope for a very substantive and weighty eternal glory.
因为我们有了盼望啊, 我们的啊信仰会很活泼啊，我们的侍奉会很积极。
And because we have hope, our faith becomes very lively and active.
门徒跟着主耶稣到了橄榄山上去。
When the disciples went with Lord Jesus on Mount Olives,
主耶稣跟他们讲话的时候，
when Lord Jesus spoke to them,
突然间啊，他慢慢地升起来。
Slowly, he arose.
啊，然后有一朵云彩就把他接去了。
And a cloud received him.
门徒在那里一直看啊，看到主耶稣升天了，不见了。
And the disciples kept watching Lord Jesus ascending into heaven until they can no longer see.
突然间啊，有两位天使，有天使站在他们旁边。
And suddenly there were two angels, who stood by them.
天使说啊，加利利人啊，你们为什么一直在望天呢？
And the angel said, "Men of Galilee, why are you watching or looking into the sky?"
离开你们升天的耶稣啊，他现在升天了，他不久还要再来。
The Jesus who have left you and ascended into heaven will return.
后来这些门徒啊，他们就回到耶路撒冷。
So then these disciples returned to Jerusalem.
他们就在那边祷告，等候领受圣灵，开始认真传福音啊。
And there they prayed and waited for the descending of the Holy Spirit so that they can go preach the gospel.
因为他们知道说，耶稣升天，耶稣还在来。
Because they know that when Jesus ascended into heaven, Jesus will also return from heaven.
所以他们努力工作，努力传福音。
So they worked very diligently. They preached the gospel very diligently.
因为他们盼望主来的时候啊，啊能够跟主同享荣耀。
Because they hope that when the Lord returns again, they can receive glory with the Lord.
啊，为什么好像那个工人啊，他努力在做工。
Just like a worker who works very diligently.
因为他盼望啊，能够得到工匠。
Because they hope that they will be paid for their work.
农夫在耕种很辛苦。
When a farmer is tilling the ground and working very
hard. 但是他有一个盼望，将来能够得到美好的收成。
The farmer has a hope that he will receive a good harvest.
所以因为他有盼望，他不会觉得劳苦。
And because they have this hope, they will not feel tired.
啊，他的工作可以给他带来喜乐。
And their work brings them joy.
我们有了盼望以后啊，我们人生的价值观会改变。
If we have hope, our perspective of life will be different.
保罗说啊，我以前认为有益的，我现在觉得跟我无益了。
Paul says, the things that I view as meaningful and valuable, now I view as rubbish.
因为他知道说啊，你追求今生的东西啊，啊，对你的永生啊，将来的福气有阻碍。
Because he knows that if we pursue for things in this life, they become obstacles of the things that we pursue in the life to come.
所以他说啊，对我来讲，我把世界钉在十字架。
And that's why he says, for me, I have crucified the world on the cross.
啊，因为他的目标啊，就是一直努力啊，将来在神的面前啊，能够得奖赏。
Because his goal in life is to receive a reward before God.
所以他说啊，我现在认识耶稣才是至宝。
And that's why he says, now I know that Lord Jesus is the most important thing in my life.
本来所追求的身份地位背景啊。啊，在我看起来，虽然有价值啊，但是那个价值相当有限。
In the past, I might have pursued after power or fame, but now I realize that all of these things are worthless.
所以他说，我们不要光以地面上的事为念。
And that's why he says we must not only be mindful of the things on earth.
我们所盼望的是天上将来的福气。
What we hope for is the blessings from heaven.
啊，所以我们今天所看到的、所重视的，不是这个今生。肉体啊，暂时的存在。
So what we value, what we long for, is not the things, in this life.
因为今生暂时的都会过去。
Because everything in this life is temporary.
我们的肉体好像帐篷一样，有一天也会拆毁掉。
Our flesh are like tents. One day we will, put them away.
我们所追求、所盼望的是那个看不见、永远的福气。
What we pursue after and what we hope is that invisible hope in the future.
因为神赐给我们一个荣耀的灵体，就是一个永远的住屋。
Because God will give us a glorious spiritual body that will be our eternal dwelling.
啊，所以这个就是我们的盼望。
So this is our hope.
另外一个啊， 我们盼望的根据啊，就是一定第一个就是要有正确的信仰。
And if we must have hope, the first thing we must have is a correct.
人如果离开了神哦，人活在世界上没有指望。
If a person departs from God, they have no hope on earth.
所以所罗门王说啊，人在烛光之下所劳碌的，就是虚空，就是捕风。
That's why King Solomon says, everything we toil under the sun is vanity, it is meaningless. If a person leaves God, there is no hope in their life. If a person does not have God, they can do nothing. Everything becomes nothing.
我们来看哥林多前书第二章，哎，帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章。
Let's turn to First Thessalonians chapter one, chapter two.
帖撒罗尼迦前书二章啊，十三节。
First Thessalonians chapter two, verse 13.
二章十三节。
Chapter two, verse 13.
说为主，我们不住的感谢神。因为你们听见我们所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为是神的道。啊，这个道实在是神的，并且运行在你们信主的人的心中啊。保罗对这个哥林多教会，这帖撒罗尼迦教会说
，So here Paul says to the Thessalonian church，
哦，我看到你们。啊，这么坚定的信仰啊，我内心就充满着感谢。
That when I see that you have such a strong faith, my heart is full of thanks.
神的道传给你们。
Because we have preached the word of God to you.
啊，你们就甘心领受了。
And you received it gratefully.
因为你们知道说，这个不是人的道，就是神的道。
Because you know that this is not the word of men, but the word of God.
所以的的确确，这是神的真恩。
So we see that this is indeed the true word of God.
所以我们有正确的信仰啊，我们才有真正的盼望。
So only when we have the correct faith will we have true hope.
而且我们的信仰不是一种盲目的。
And we see that our faith is not a blind faith.
所以约翰说啊，我们所领受的叫做生命之道。
That's why John says what we have received is the word of life.
我们不只是听见，而且是看见了。
We have not only heard, but we have seen.
而且亲眼看见，亲手摸到。
But we have touched, we have held in our hands.
所以在我们的经历当中啊，可以来印证我们的信仰。
So that in our experience, we can.See how our faith is true.
啊，神又给我们很清楚的印记呀！啊，圣灵给你说这个就是得救的印记。
And God has given us a very clear seal, and we see very clearly that this is the seal of God.
所以我们看到使徒时代的教会啊，他们的那个凭据是很明显的。
So we see in the apostolic church, the evidence of the seal is very apparent.
使徒行传第二章啊。谈到他们祷告，圣灵降下来。
In Acts chapter 2, it records how they prayed and the Holy Spirit descended.
神给他们很清楚的证明，他们知道别人也看得见。
And God gave them very clear evidence so that they know and other people can see as well.
后来彼得到了这个哥尼流的家里传道了。
And then later, when Peter went to Cornelius's house to
讲道的时候，圣灵就降下来了。
As he was preaching, the Holy Spirit descended.
啊，所以犹太人说，哎，圣灵怎么也降在他们身上？
And the Jews that were with Peter were astonished and said, "How can the Holy Spirit also descend on them?"
所以他们说，既然神都应了他们了，我是谁？我怎么可以不帮他们洗礼？
And then they responded and saying, "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized if God had also received them?"
所以从神来的印记是很清楚的。
So we see that the seal of God is very something that.
啊，我不是说你认为有就有啊，你认为没有就没有，不是这样的。
It is not something that is ambiguous, where you if you think you have it, you may have it, and if you don't, you don't.
所以我们的信仰啊，是真实的信仰，而且有凭有据，所以我们的信仰是很活泼的。
So we see our faith is a true faith. It has substance. It can be proven. It is something that is true.
我们再来谈这个爱心啊。
So let's talk about love.
圣经里面说啊，这个道理的总纲叫做爱。
The Bible says that the sum of the teachings of the Bible is love.
有人问主耶稣说啊，这个诫命里面哪一条最大？
And someone asked Lord Jesus, which one is the greatest commandment?
主耶稣说，尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
And Jesus responded saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind.
爱人如己。
And the second like it is to love your neighbor as yourself.
所以说这个就是律法跟诫命的总纲，所以神的道理的总归纳起来就是爱心。
And the summary of all the laws and the commandments are these two, and that is love.
那我们知道这个爱的根源就是从神来，因为神本身就是爱。
And we know that the source of love is God, because God Himself is love.
当然这个爱啊，在希伯来原文的爱啊，他们有几个字眼。
And if we look at the original text, love, is described in many ways.
有人间感情的爱，有亲情的爱。
There is a love we see among people, love among family.
但是这里所讲的就是从神来的爱啊，叫做圣爱。
But the love we see here is the love from God.
是一种没有私心的，完全没有保留的爱。
It is a love that holds nothing back, a love that always loves.
所以这个爱是从神来的。
And this love is from God.
我们会晓得爱心了，因为神先爱我们。
And we know how to love because God loved us first.
我们受神的爱的激励所以会来爱神爱人。
And because we are compelled by the love of God, that is why we can love God and love others.
所以神的爱包括神造万物
So the love of God includes His creation of everything.
还借着他的爱来眷顾他一切所有的。
And through His love, He watches and protects everything.
比如说造我们人，虽然我们人很渺小。
For example, even though as mankind we are very
insignificant, 但是神却眷顾我们。
But God takes care of us.
把各样万物是给我们享用。
He has given us everything in this world for our enjoyment.
所以说一切美善的恩赐全备的赏赐都是从神来的。
That's why we see that every good and wonderful thing comes from God.
生命气息万物是神给我们享用的。
The breath of all life was given by God.
这是神对我们的爱。
This is the love of God towards us.
虽然人犯错得罪神
And even though Man sinned against God.
神来借着他的独生子为我们死。
God through His only Son also died for us.
说神的爱就要显明出来了。
So we see the love of God is manifested in this.
他说，既然把自己的独生爱子都替我们舍去了。
If He was willing to give His only beloved Son,
他还有什么保留不给我们的？
What else would He hold back?
岂不把万物一同的白白赐给我们吗
？Would He not also freely give us everything in the world？
所以我们要去感念神的爱，借着神的爱来激励我们。
So we have to reflect upon the love of God and allow the love of God to compel us。
所以圣灵会把神的爱充满在我们的心中。
And the Holy Spirit will pour the love of God into our hearts.
让我们的爱心真的有根有基。
So that our heart is rooted.
所以借着神的爱能够把它彰显在我们的生活当中。
So that through the love of God, we can manifest love in our lives.
一个基督徒的标记就是有爱心。
The sign of a Christian is love.
所以真的我们来到神的面前，我们来到神的教会。我们没有什么彼此之间的利害关系
So when we come before God and we come into the church, our relationship with others is not one of gain and profit.
我们在神的家里面没有什么彼此互相争取的地方
In the house of God, we do not compete against each other.
所以基督徒能够显出真诚的爱。
So the Christian is able to manifest the sincere love.
因为这个爱是从神来的。
Because this love comes from God.
所以我们一个真正出俗入圣的人会把这样的爱显明在我们的生活当中。
so that we are able to truly show this love in living our lives.
因为神先爱我们了。
Because God loved us first.
啊，我们要来爱神。
And we must love God.
啊，但是要爱神之前呢，你要先看爱那个看得见的人。
But before we love God, we have to love the fellow person that we can see with our eyes.
你如果没有办法看爱的看没有办法爱那个看得见的人，你怎么有办法去爱那个看不见的神？
If we cannot love the people who we can see with our eyes, how can we love the God who we cannot see?
所以说，我们的爱心啊，要多而又多。
So we see that our love must abound and keep abounding.
不只是爱人的肉体。
It is not just to love
in the flesh, 不是关心别人的生活需要
and not just only care for our physical
needs, 更爱众人的灵魂
but even more so to love a person's soul,
为众人的得救啊，费财费力
to put forth an effort to save the souls of all mankind.
我们不只是爱我们自己
and we not only love ourselves.
我们爱我们的家人，爱我们的亲友。
We love our family. We love our friends and relatives.
我们更要把这个爱扩大。
And we must expand this love.
就是一些对我们不好的人，我们同样用爱心来对待他们。
Even those who do not like us, we must also treat them with love.
所以主耶稣说啊，这是神的爱，也是基督徒应当有的爱。
That's why Lord Jesus says, this is the love of God, and this is also the love that Christians must
你如果单爱那个爱你的人啊，说你有什么值得夸口的地方？
If you only love those who love you, then what can you boast about?
税吏跟罪人不是一样吗？
Because the tax collectors and the Pharisees also do the same.
但神啊，爱义人，爱不义的人。
But God loves those who are righteous and those who are unrighteous.
出太阳照他们，下雨给他们。
He allows the sun and the rain to fall on both.
所以我们要成为天父的儿女。
So we have to become the sons and daughters of our heavenly Father.
我们就要追求这个完全的爱，像天父一样。
We have to seek after this complete and perfect love, just like our heavenly Father.
因为这个爱是永恒不止息的。
Because this type of love is eternal and will not
diminish. 所以这个口才智慧恩赐，有一天呐、啊、都会停止。
We see that eloquence, gifts, different talents, one day all of these will cease.
但是爱心是永不止息的。
But love will never cease.
所以我们在地面上要讲爱心。
So while we're on the earth, we must have love.
说将来到神的国也是一个充满爱的地方。
In the future, when we go to the kingdom of God, it is also a place that is full of love.
所以说如今长存的就是有信、有望、有爱。
So we see that what remains in the end is faith, hope, and love.
这对我们来讲都相当重要。
And these are all important to us.
也就是我们基督徒的三大美德。
And these are also the three great virtues of Christians.
但是这个信望爱之间彼此的关系是怎么样？
So what is the relationship between faith, hope, and love?
好像人在盖一栋房子。
It's like when a person is building a house.
他有地基。
There must be a foundation.
要有柱子。
There must be
要屋顶。
Pillars, and there must be a roof.
如果用盖房子来做比喻。
If we are using the analogy of a house,
这个信心啊，就是地基。
Our faith is the foundation of the house.
盼望就是屋顶。
Hope is the roof.
爱心就是这个柱子。
But love are the pillars and the support that hold up the house.
所以三者都很需要才能够把这个房子盖起来。
So the three of these components are all important in building a house.
我们一个人成功的信仰也是一样。
A person who has a successful faith is the
same. 要有信心做基础。
They must have faith as a foundation.
盼望是我们人生的目标。
And have hope as their goal in life.
我们要达到这个目标啊，就是用爱心做我们努力的途径。
And in order to reach this goal, we have to have love.
所以我们说啊，信心是我们信仰的根基，信仰的基础。
That's why we say faith is the basis of our belief.
所以我们一定要在这个道理上啊扎根。
So we have to be rooted in the truth.
所以我们刚刚谈过说啊，我们要把这个道理啊传得全备，才能够把人 完全的引到神的面前。
And that's why earlier we mentioned that when we preach the gospel, we must preach it completely so that we can bring people completely to God.
所以主耶稣说，你们听了我的道就遵守的，就是一个聪明人。
And Lord Jesus says, those who hear my teachings and keep them, they are those who are wise.
他把那个地基啊盖在那个磐石上面，非常稳固。
These are the people who build on the secure and solid foundation.
所以保罗说，我是一个聪明的工头。
And that's why Paul says, I am a wise builder.
所以我把这个地基先立好。
So I will set the foundation first.
啊，然后个人在这个地基上来建造他的工程。
And everyone else will also build upon this foundation.
所以不再立别的根基了。
So there is no other foundation.
啊，所以信心的根基啊，这个不能够动摇的。
So the basis of our faith is something that cannot be moved.
因为这个是关系我们的信仰能不能得救，信仰会不会落空。
Because this matters to whether our faith results in salvation, whether our faith ends up as something that is meaningless.
所以我们一定要在主耶稣的真理上能够切实的扎根啊，让这个根基稳固不动摇。
So we have to truly be rooted in the truth of Lord Jesus so that our foundation cannot be moved.
因为这个根基如果不稳固啊，这个房子就盖不起来了。
Because if the foundation is not secure, then the house cannot be built.
越过了基督的教训啊，就看不到神了。
If we transgress over the teachings of Jesus Christ, we
cannot see God. 他说在真理上迷失了，就好像一艘船呐，破了一个洞啊，就会沉到海里面去了。
And if we have become lost in our faith, we are like a ship that becomes shipwrecked.
因为离开了这个真理的根基呀，就好像把房子盖在沙土上面。
If we depart from the foundation of truth, it's like building a house on sand.
所以这个信心的根基啊，这个是基础，不能够动摇。
The foundation of faith is the base. It cannot be moved.
那么说我们人生啊，一切的美容都好像花草会枯干凋谢。
And the Bible also says all the beauty in our life are like grass and flowers; they will wither.
所以我们呢，一定要以天上的福气啊为我们的盼望。
So we must hope.In the blessings of heaven.
古圣徒说，他们人生在世界上是寄居客旅的。
The saints in the olden times say that when they live on the earth, they live as sojourners and strangers.
他们所盼望的不是地面上的家乡。
What they hope is not a homeland on earth.
而是他们凭着信心已经看到了天上一个更美的城。
But with their faith, they're able to see a better homeland, a better city in heaven.
所以他们存着信心离开世界了。
So with faith, they departed from this world.
但神在天上为他们预备一个更美的家乡。
But God had prepared for them a better home in heaven.
不朽坏不衰残永远长新的地方。
A home that is incorruptible, that will never be destroyed, that will endure forever.
保罗说啊，如果要我活着，我可以继续传道的。
Paul says, if I must live, then I can continue to preach the gospel.
可以救更多人，我将来得到更多的赏赐。
And that I can save more souls, and I will receive a greater reward.
但是如果现在主耶稣接我回天家了。
But if Lord Jesus calls me back to the heavenly home right now.
那也是好的无比的，因为可以跟主永远同住。
That is also exceedingly good because then I can dwell with the Lord forever.
因为神曾经接他到第三层天。
Because God had once taken him up to the third heaven.
看到天国的美景。
So that he saw how beautiful the kingdom of heaven was.
听到非常隐秘的声音。
And he has seen he has seen and heard the secret things.
所以他说，那个时代是一个好的无比的地方啊。
And he said that was an exceedingly good place.
所以我们基督徒啊，最大的盼望就在这里。
And this is the greatest hope of a Christian.
说我们呢，将来要怎么样，还没有显明出来。
What will we be like in the future is not yet revealed.
但是当主再来的时候，
But when the Lord comes again,
我们就要被接回到天家，跟主永远同在，而且得见他的真体。
We will be received into our heavenly home and meet the Lord, and then we will see our true form.
所以这是我们最大的盼望。
And this is our greatest hope.
我们盼望啊，不住一路空。
And our hope is not in vain.
所以我们要借着这个爱心啊，来追求这个得救的道路啊，能够让我们的盼望能够得到实现。
So with love, then we walk on this journey of hope to receive
salvation. 所以说，我们今天受洗信主，成为神的儿女以后。
So today, after we have believed in the Lord and are baptized, and become the children of God, we become a spiritual household. We are like members, different members of the same body. So we must love one another and support one another. And also walk together on this heavenly journey.
一直到最后啊，我们的盼望就能够实现。
Until we reach the very end and we see our hope.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个爱心能够向审判夸胜。
And we see that the Bible tells us that love can triumph over judgment.
说将来我们每个人都要面对神的审问。
We know that in the future we will all face the judgment of God.
神在审问的时候就。你怎么待人，神怎么待你。
But when God is judging us, He will treat us the same way we have treated others.
我们能够有怜悯心啊，能够对待别人，你将来就能够得到怜悯的审判。
If we showed mercy to other people, then when God judges us, He will also show us mercy.
所以说啊，怜悯要向审判夸胜。
So that's why we see mercy triumphs over judgment.
因为神要按你所做的来对待你。
Because God will judge you according to how you have treated.
我们对人没有怜悯的心。
If you have no heart of mercy to others,
没有爱心。
If you have no love,
将来我们还是会得到没有怜悯的审判。
Then in the future, when we are judged by God, we will receive judgment without mercy.
所以这个爱心是我们得救的保障。
So we see that love is the assurance of our faith.
所以主耶稣才说将来所有的人好像那个羊分成两队站在主的审判台前。
Love is the assurance of being saved. So that's why Lord Jesus gave the parable of the sheep and the goats.
那个没有爱心的，好像那个山羊两个脚到处抵刺。
Those without love are like the goats, who have two horns and constantly fight.
但是有爱心的人说，好像小绵羊一样。
And those who have love are like the lamb.
主耶稣对他们说，你们可以来。进来享受那个创世以来为你们预备的福分。
And the Lord will say to them that you may come in.And receive what was prepared since the beginning.
因为我肚子饿了，你们给我吃。
Because when I was hungry, you fed me.
我没有衣服啊，你们给我穿。
When I had no clothes, you gave me clothes.
我受苦的时候，你们来探望我。
When I was in tribulation, you came to visit me.
这些义人说，主啊，我们什么时候对你这样做呢？
And these who are righteous ask the Lord, when did we do any of these?
主耶稣说，你们坐在弟兄的身上。就是坐在我的身上。
And the Lord responded, saying, "Whatever you did to the brothers and sisters, you have done unto me."
所以说，这个行爱心这是我们要从信心达到盼望的一个路径。
So we see the practice of love is the path we take from faith to hope.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们说让我们能够灵魂体完全成圣将来可以安然见主。
So we ask Lord Jesus to help us so that our body, soul, and spirit may be sanctified. That we may see Lord Jesus. Let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22.
说并我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。身体用清水洗净了，就当存着诚心和充足的信心 来到神的面前，二三节。
23，
也要坚守我们所承认的指望，不至于摇动，因为那应许我们的是信实的。24节。
24，
也要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。这希伯来书的作者在这里勉励我们、啊、要追求信望爱的人生。
In this passage, the author of Hebrews encourages us to live a life of faith, hope, and love.
他说我们、啊、所有的过犯、良心的亏欠、主耶稣的宝血，通通把我们洁净了。
And he reminds us that our hearts are sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies are washed with
pure water. 所以我们要存着诚心和充足的信心、啊、来到神的面前。
And that's why, with the true heart and full assurance of faith, we draw near to God.
所以我们要对我们的指望、啊、我们要坚定、啊、不要动摇。
And he also reminds us that we must hold fast the confession of our hope without
wavering. 因为神是信实的神，他的应许、啊、是确定的。
Because God is a faithful God and his promises are sure.
所以不要失掉了福音的盼望。
So we must not lose the hope of the gospel.
然后说、啊、我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And the author of Hebrews also says we must consider one another in order to stir up love and good works.
如果我们能够这样做的话、啊、我们就在神的国里面有份。
And if we can do this, then we will have part in the kingdom of God.
因为我们可以光光复复进神的国。
And we can go into the kingdom of God with abundance.
啊，真正享受那个极重无比的荣耀。
And to enjoy the exceedingly great glory.
啊，我们来唱诗195首。
Let's sing hymn number 195.
195.
Hymn number 195.